The Drive is brought to you on demand by Assignar Construction Operations Software. Visit keepbuilding.com for a free demonstration and see how much your business can save.
Stand up and shine!
Not a lot. You know, I thought we ran the ball pretty damn good on offense. Need to go look at the tape. I just think we had a good progression. I think tomorrow's practice will even be better with the practice.
Yeah, I mean, we've emphasized it. I spoke to him about it before practice, right after stretch.
Yeah. So
everything we do, we want to do with one thing in mind, and that's to win football games. And all the extracurricular bullshit doesn't help you win games. And it's as simple as that. Now, are we going to have every practice be as clean as today was? Probably not. But, you know, we want an efficient, well-run practice to where everybody's focused on getting better and winning football games.
You know what he meant to say is not clean, but are we going to have every practice as boring as this one?
Yeah, no kidding.
The clean, if you hear clean, just fill in boring. Because that's really what it was today.
Stay up. Everybody stay up. Don't hurt each other. D-Mac, it was the first day of full pads. And so, you know, when I got the first day of full pads, I'm telling you, as a player, the anticipation that has been building up for that moment, your nerves are just like through the roof. Your stomach is full of butterflies. And you get to that moment. And it seriously is like, it's like you're getting ready for pregame. It's like Cecil Lambie, like when he's sitting in his car before every show and he's getting ready to rock and roll. And I don't know.
You should tell the story about what Cecil does.
I will step out of the studio sometimes, and Cecil will be sitting in the car. I mean, windows up, music blasting, rocking to Testament, rocking to, I don't even know. I mean, is Pantera hardcore enough for him? I don't know. But this is what I thought I was getting ready for today.
Here we go.
With the first fully padded practice. Let's go. It's time to face some hell. That's where we're going. Let's do this, baby. Pads are on. Big boy football. Let's go. I got out there, and it was like a hard crash. Testament was over, and all of a sudden, I was listening to Raffy, Baby Beluga, and I'm envisioning putting my daughter to bed tonight. Like, this is the music that should have been on during practice today. It was a pillow fight. It was Baby Beluga. Like, do you guys need your pillow lovies out there? Huh? If you do, like, Kenzie, I love you, daughter. I'll bring you your pillow lovey tonight. It doesn't matter what time it is. I'll bring it to you, right?
I thought I did see Reisner with a whoopee.
What? Reisner? Yeah.
I could be wrong.
You know, ironically, offensive line, they did dominate. They ran the ball very well. So it's not like I'm sitting here saying that the offensive line was not physical enough. There was just no energy. None. I'm telling you, it was weird. Like, it felt like you were in a walkthrough. The crowd had no energy. The team had no energy. The coaches had no energy. Vaughn at one point, like, sprints down to the end zone. Like, he's going to do his slow clap, get everybody standing on their feet. He does, like, one little, like, half hoorah, tries to get the crowd going. He's like, oh, man, this is hopeless today. I'm not getting this crowd going. So he steps, he turns around, just leaves. It was just, man, it was boring. As boring gets.
I see this text on a Hot Take Tuesday. The Broncos motivated me today with my golf game. So I went to practice, the practice green, and spent the whole time missing putts.
Love it. Well, intentionally. Right.
So it was Baby Beluga.
No, there were no sharks in the water, buddy.
No sharks in the water.
I didn't see any blood out there today.
Yeah.
It was weak. It was no energy. The quarterbacks were terrible. Now, maybe they were intentionally being terrible. It turns out, Pat Sherbert tells us after practice, you guys don't know what you're looking for.
Let's practice it.
We're actually practicing throwing the ball away. Never in my entire career did I take part in a practice in which we were using live bullets to throw the ball away.
Trying to throw incompletions.
I mean, D-Mac, I get it. Okay, if you're going to emphasize to the guys, hey, if the ball's not there, throw it away, fine, no problem. But to actually take reps in the middle of practice to throw the ball away, that's on coaches. Like, they set the tone.
We did a drill today where we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Wow. That's why you get paid the big bucks, Pat. I mean, that's what he's getting paid all those billions of dollars to do, practice incompletions in the middle of practice.
We did a drill today where we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Okay. That is funny.
You know,
check.
I guess you always assume the coaches know more than you. Yeah. Tebow looked fantastic today. He would crush it in a Pat Sherbro
hey,
office.
Hey, coach, when's that incompletion practice? I'm ready.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
Girl today where we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Paxton Lynch is somewhere in Canada right now thinking, man,
there you go.
That was a couple years too early. Couple years later, I would have rocked it in a Pat Shermer office.
We did a drill today where we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
I mean, what are we talking about? What, this is real life? Okay, so you know what, Teddy Drew, I apologize.
Right.
I was pretty hard on you guys. I thought you guys looked terrible today. It turns out that you were coached to do that. So
right.
I'll take the heat off of you. I will turn that directly to coaches. And I will say the first day of full pads is not the day to intentionally practice throwing the ball into the stands.
We did a drill today where we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Thank you, Pat. Okay. I mean,
good job.
Yeah, we've been.
What are
slow
we
build.
Doing?
What are we doing? Incompletion right. practice.
You know, like the slow build is good sometimes, right? Like you don't want to just come out with. All the
completed passes.
You don't want to complete all your passes in one practice.
Oh.
It's a slow build towards getting better quarterback play. Oh. Sometimes you got to practice.
We did a drill today
though.
Where we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Okay. Wow, that is funny to hear, isn't it? Oh, well, you did that. Well, I mean, I know you practice everything. I know you practice everything, Tyler. One time.
Pat Shermer just pulled the old. You media folks are so dumb.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
That don't know that we were intentionally trying to not complete the ball today.
Well, let me play more of it.
We did a drill today where we were actually trying to throw incompletions to stop the clock. So you might say, holy smokes, that was a crappy throw. When, no, that's what we were designed to do. So sadly for you guys, you don't have the scripts and you don't know the intention of our drills, but... some of that happens.
Well, now we can say whenever we see an incompletion or a bad pass, designed.
Attaboy.
Way to go.
Look.
Obviously practicing that.
People are asking on the text line, and it's a legit question. Why would there ever be a situation where you want to throw the ball away? Why wouldn't you just spike it? Ironically, there are situations where you're trying to eat up the clock. You're at the end of the half. You're at the end of the game.
You want to get Brett Rippon into the hospital.
That's right. Yes, you want to do it two times in a row. You just hate Brett Rippon.
Right.
There are situations that it pops up. And there's a time and a place to practice those situations. You know when that time and place is? The walkthrough. That's when you practice that. Do you know what that reminds me of? Seriously, today.
What
today reminds me of.
What's that?
This is like flashbacks to Dan Hawkins at the University of Colorado. For real, we would be in the middle of training camp, in the middle of 9-on-7. 9-on-7 is like the most macho, it is the drill for men to show off, right? It's not team run. It's different. It's 9-on-7. We've only got the big boys out there, right?
Yeah.
So adrenaline is flowing. Blood pressure is high.
Yeah.
We would be in the middle of 9-on-7, and Dan Hawkins would be like, all right, everybody on the ground.
Right.
And I'm thinking, like, what are we about to do? Up-downs? Is he ticked off at us?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on,
Joe
right?
Judge time.
Everybody on the ground, on your backs, close your eyes. Let's visualize. I want to visualize the rest of this practice. Let's visualize the way that we're going to do things the rest of the season. I want you to look into the darkness and see what the rest of this practice is going to look like. Hey, coach, like, I'm not knocking like visualization. There's a time and a place for it. Probably before practice, not in the middle of the most man-on-man period of all practice. When you've got the first day of pads on, probably not the day to intentionally practice throwing the damn ball away.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Yeah. There you go. By the way, I gotta have Vic Fangio's back on something. That is kind of ridiculous. I mean, this is certainly standing out.
Fatigue. Fatigue.
Dude,
Did the fatigue police cause this? Are they to be blamed?
The water break, like, let's stop everything twice during a relatively short practice. Tyler, this is stupid. Come on. I mean, it's dumb enough to do special teams when they do it, but to really literally stop everything to drink water when every single player can have as much water as they want during the entire practice.
I don't have, like, a real beef with the water breaks. Like, one of them, definitely no beef. Two of them, a little bit. Like, now I'm starting to get a little bit judgmental. But, yeah, when you add all of this up, it just adds up to coaching in a philosophy of not trying to breed toughness into the football team right now.
Right now.
Water breaks are not a big deal. They're not. I got no issue with trying to keep the team healthy.
They're young men.
Two of them a little aggressive.
I mean, we got water breaks.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
And we got a practice today where there's no energy. The fans aren't into it. It's... Can you all sense a kind of a malaise going on?
If I'm an offensive lineman today, and I'm like, I've been waiting all offseason, all of training camp to get to this moment where I get to bang some heads and I get to flat back somebody, and like today's the day, and coach tells me to lay on my back and start visualizing. Like, you know what? I'm visualizing when Dan Hawkins tells me that. It ain't intramurals, brother.
It ain't
intramurals. Like, this is the Big 12, Dan.
It's Division I football.
We're in the middle of 9-on-7. It's not the time to visualize.
Yeah.
Pat, it's the first day of full pads. It's not the day to practice throwing the ball into the stands.
I mean, when you go to Pasta J's, do you visualize eating the pasta or do you eat the pasta?
I just eat the damn pasta.
I mean, you eat the pasta at Pasta J's.
Thanks to, you know, Pasta J.
That really happened.
No, the visualization really happened, too.
Both really happened. He really did thank Pasta J on his I Just Got Fired press conference. And by the way, how about see you with those I Just Got Fired press conferences? Those were the best.
Nobody Division I football!
Mike Shanahan had one of those.
I'll never forget it. It was one of the most mind-blowing things I was ever at. He got there. He spoke for an hour. He walked up the stairs in the big team room, and Pat Bowlen walked down the stairs.
Yeah, bizarre.
It was the last time Pat Bowlen just took questions, ever. He did some other public stuff, spoke sometimes, but he never, like, just sat up there and took questions.
Someone on the text line wants to know who's going to step up. Who is going to step up to the plate this year and become the team mom? Who's going to do it? Whose mom is going to become the team mom this year?
Well, I mean, you know who we're all rooting for. I mean, you know, if there's got to be a team mom.
Can't nobody motivate you better than your mama.
Thank you, Miss Hamler.
Can I say, actually, the flatness of practice, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. You know who they missed today? They missed two guys, actually, today. Two guys.
Tell me.
They missed Kareem Jackson, who took a vet day.
Yeah, he's a spark plug guy.
I'm telling you, they missed KJ Hamler. KJ Hamler, now you might think he's a jerk out there, because he does have some look at me moments. I mean, yesterday.
I don't think he's a jerk.
All right. Maybe jerk's too harsh. I take that back. But yesterday, when he was frustrated two plays in a row, like he stormed off, he kind of like just threw a little hissy fit and grabbed his helmet and was just kind of saying GD left and right. I mean, loud. Like, everybody look at me. I'm upset. But you know what? At least he was doing it. Kareem Jackson doesn't stop talking crap to everybody the entire practice. The entire practice. And both those guys were not there today. Both those guys were gone.
They're both spark plugs. I'll agree with you. And you need a handful of guys that just don't ever stop talking.
Chris Harris and Akeem. Well, you can speak to that.
Yeah.
They didn't shut up.
I mean, most defensive guys never do shut up. They still haven't ever shut up. That's the way most of them are. You need a couple guys like that for sure. Oh, man.
Sutton, quiet.
Somebody on the text line keeps bringing up Hard Knocks. Can you imagine
if
we were on Hard Knocks right now and the entire world was watching us practice our water breaks twice a practice and practice throwing the ball? Like the anticipation. Think about Hard Knocks. Like, this is a good visualize. Hey, Dan, I'm visualizing, all right? I'm doing it. I'm doing what you told me. I am visualizing the Hard Knocks slow build, right? You're telling the stories of all the characters. You're building up the underdogs. You're showing the first couple practices of training camp. And then you're talking about the guys. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day. we've been waiting for. We are putting the pads on tomorrow. Slow build. Right. Dramatic music. Right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Testament comes out. It's game day. It's time to rock and roll.
Let's go.
And on Hard Knocks, we're going to feature behind the scenes.
Right.
Exclusive coverage
of
Pat Shurmur teaching the quarterbacks how to throw the ball into the stands.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Exclusive to Bronco coverage land. On Hard Knocks. Oh, thank God we're not on Hard Knocks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
What do you say? What do you say when they actually say this?
Yeah.
What do you say when they can't make up their mind about a quarterback? They say...
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
That's how
What do you say?
Well, that's how you figure it out. We're waiting for somebody to separate. We're trying to figure out who could throw the ball the highest into the stands. Have you not seen the Pat Mahomes commercial? Can you throw it out the upper deck? Saw it?
Right.
We're trying to figure out who can do that. That's how we're going to separate.
Well, they did screw it up last year with Brett Rippon. They almost got him killed twice, so I'm not saying they don't need to work on it a little bit.
Gosh,
it was weird, man. It was weird.
Apparently, we're counting on winning a whole lot of games because that's the only time that this pops up, when you're winning.
By the way, Shurmur was like, you might not have figured that out, you media people. We all figured it out on the sideline. It was beyond obvious what was going on. I mean, I think I even have notes about it. Look at this. But, okay. Austin's asking what happened today in practice. This is Austin. Sorry. What happened in practice? Can you run through it real quick? Well, sure, Austin. It was fully padded. And it was boring, I guess. I mean, it was running. There was a lot of running. Mike Boone looked good. Melvin, I don't know. It's running, but there's not tackling. And then the one moment that you thought, well, maybe something interesting will happen, Josh Watson just destroyed Albert Ogwebenum on a screen. You think, oh, maybe somebody from the offense will help Albert O up. No. Somebody will take exception with the defense there. No. I mean, nothing happened. I mean, the defense got hyped. They're all pumped up. This, you know what it felt like today, Tyler? It really felt like when the 49ers came to town and just humiliated the Broncos on that one day. And then, you know, Philip Lindsay decided to be Tanner from Bad News Bears and fight everybody the next day.
Well, we need Philip Lindsay. We need somebody to
fight.
Cut someone tomorrow. Just come out. Pick a fight. You know what? I know the coach is telling you not to fight. Somebody pick a fight.
I'm trying to figure out who
the right thing for the team.
I'm trying to figure out who that would even be. You know who is great for this, by the way?
It's Garrett Bowles. I mean, Garrett Bowles, he's tried to start a couple fights this year.
Who's going to want to engage with Garrett Bowles? Who's seriously going to?
Anybody. I mean, you don't back down when you're on an NFL field. If Garrett Bowles challenges you, you step up and you fight him.
My zone is GB zone.
Your guy, James Ferentz, was awesome in these situations.
Bulldog, man.
That dude. I'm telling you, he would just pick up the excitement of everything on a daily basis. We just sat there watching, well, who's it going to be today with James? John Boyette years ago was kind of like that, too. He's the guy that was hiding at the wood chips in the Shane Company. He had a bit of a drinking problem.
Mm. Ultimate dudes.
But he was just one of these guys that would just stir the pot. Aqib Talib wouldn't shut up. Neither would Chris Harris. Neither would TJ Ward. Darian Stewart was a little quiet. Gosh, there were just guys over the years, Tyler, who would just always be in the mix. Philip would not shut up. Philip would be talking left and right.
He would.
All the time.
I mean, those guys drove me nuts because that's not how I played. That's not the way that I engaged the game. They drove me nuts, but there's something about them that it forces everybody to bring a little bit of energy because you don't want to be embarrassed by that dude, right?
I got to admit, this might be a first of like the 20-something Broncos training camps I've been out at. I guess I really never have seen
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
During training camp. I guess I haven't when I think about it.
I'm telling you, I have seen this in walkthrough.
Yes.
When we're practicing situational football on a Friday.
But training camp.
Training camp?
A first day of pads.
No, sir. Never seen this.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Like, so we're sitting there. We've got our coaches meeting. It's 10 o'clock at night. We're planning our practice for the next day. Vic Fangio's going around the table. We're at Hard Knocks right now, right? Okay. So like, we've got Hugh Jackson, and he's, what's his name? What's wrong with me? Browns coach.
Browns coach?
No, old Browns coach. Anyways.
Okay.
You got him sitting there. You got sitting there at the table, and you're going around the table, and you're like, all right, what do you guys want to accomplish tomorrow? Everybody's like, hey, tomorrow I'd like to get a little one-on-one mm-hmm. Team run action in, right? Yeah. All right, that sounds great. Perfect. We got the pads on. Tomorrow, let's get not only one-on-ones and team pass. Let's get an extra individual period. Let's get a games period. Perfect.
Oh,
we've got
that.
Pads on.
Let's do
this
that.
Sounds fantastic.
How about a little goal line? You know what? Do we goal line?
Do we have any cages out there? Let's get the guys out. Get them out nice and low. Practice pad level, right? Yeah. Goal line.
Goal line.
You know what? Good idea, coach, but I don't want to go crowd. I don't want to get anybody hurt tomorrow. So goal line, that is a good idea, but not today. We got to make sure everybody stays
healthy. At least
healthy.
Red zone.
So
some red zone.
Yeah, like, let's do a little bit of that, but let's throw the ball every time.
Throw the ball.
Hey, coach, I've got a good idea for today.
What, coach?
I want to practice throwing the ball into the stands.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Who stood up at the table and was like, coach, not today?
We got to do it.
Today's not the day. Today's not the day that we want to practice.
Well, how does stuff get put into the practice? Is that how it works?
Yes.
You go around the room and say, what do we want to get to?
Well, no. I mean, mostly the head coach tells them what you're going to do. But they've got a round table and they discuss what do we want to accomplish and is there anything specific you want to do today?
So this was thought out.
This was
obviously.
This
it's
was
written down.
Thought out more than the timeouts that they never used last year.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
He's going to have to live with that one for a while, huh? That's gonna last for a while, isn't it?
Somebody wants to know from Mount Palumpus who threw the ball into the stands the best. Break it down for us. Well, you know.
Mount Palumpus. Speak.
On a day in which I thought I was going to be evaluating overall toughness, enthusiasm, what the heartbeat of this football team is going to look like.
Yeah.
I didn't get that, so I did have to evaluate. I did have to pick a winner of who could throw the ball away the best. And without a doubt, Drew Lock has got a better arm.
All right.
This guy could put it into the upper deck.
He really can throw the ball out of bounds better.
He can.
They're both going out of bounds, but we're talking about nailing a guy in the eighth row compared to the third row.
Teddy, he can get into the third row.
Yeah.
He's okay at it.
All right.
Drew Lock can throw it in the third row.
Excels.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excels. You see, you would think Checkdown Teddy would be better at this.
So who won today?
But Checkdown Teddy.
Who won today?
The winner of this practice today, Drew Lock. By far, the best thrower away into the stands.
Drew Lock won that. See, you've had a reversal then.
I have.
Because you didn't realize what they were trying to do today.
I needed to be taught what the goals of the day were.
But now that you know the goals, you see.
Now we can pick a winner.
It's clearly.
And somebody is separated.
Hey, they're doing it to themselves. They're doing it to themselves. If you can't laugh at it, then what's the point?
I'm rolling my eyes. I don't know if I even can laugh. I'm glad you're laughing.
Well, I'm laughing because...
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
It's gonna
stop. You know, stop playing that.
You can now make that a t-shirt.
Wow. We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
This is the soundbite that will never go away. Every time we've got a game in which the quarterbacks are terrible, well... We were actually trying to throw incompletions. This will never go away. Put it in the bank. Put it on the wall. We're going to use this every day for the rest of the year.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Mount Palumpus Speak is next.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.
From the banks of Cherry Creek to the Flatirons of Boulder to the South Stands of Mile High, he's the state of Colorado's native son, a man man of mythical and physical proportion. University of Colorado Buffalo's team captain. Denver Broncos Super Bowl 50 champion. He is Mount Columbus. Who dare attempt scale the mighty Mount Columbus on this day?
Well, this is John and Parker, Mount Columbus, and Hot Take Tuesday combo meal here. Between the field day, fun culture leaders like Vaughn and Simmons, and that daily Broncos TV player cam thing, is this team too well bonded to fight each other in camp? Seems like they're busy practicing incompletions.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
That's an interesting kind of take.
Mount Columbus.
Fun take. I understand the logic behind it, but no, absolutely not. I mean, think back on the best fights you've ever had in your life. It was with your brother. It was with your family members. It was with somebody that you loved. It was with the your best friend that you hung out with your entire life, and you hung around them just a little bit too long, and you finally got to the point where you threw down. Maybe you got the girl that you were chasing. I don't know. But it's somebody that you've been around your entire life. Most of the time, you don't end up fighting total strangers, right? Yeah, I know that happens, and I know that there's brawls between all-out strangers. It happens. Many people, though, the most physical confrontations they've ever had in their life is with the people that they love the most. That's what happens in training camp. That's what happens on a football team. You get so bonded, you hang out with them so often that you throw down and then you go to the lunch table and you break bread afterwards. And it's like nothing ever happened. Maybe there's something to be said about a culture that's being bred from the coaching staff. I think that's a different question. Was there too much emphasis on safety today? Was there too much emphasis on protecting one another? I don't know. There's a time and place for protecting one another. There's a time and place to try to get after one another. There's a time and place for all of it. But no, I think that brothers sometimes have got some of the most epic fights ever.
It just doesn't feel like being out of practice so far. 6 days, 6 practices. It doesn't feel like anything's on the line here. You know, you'd say, the quarterback battle. Well, the players don't care about that. They really don't care. And then you have Drew Locke, who Pat Shurmur, according to him, is this is the best version of Drew he's seen. Well, we've talked about Drew's trying to not make mistakes, obviously.
Do you think, thinking back on it,
yeah,
all those drops that Jerry Jeudy had last year,
mm-hmm,
do you think he was being coached to drop that ball? That he had practiced one too many times, dropping the ball in practice? We don't want to catch this. Like Brandon Marshall, when he sabotaged practice with Josh McDaniels, mm-hmm, years and years ago.
Maybe that was on purpose.
He had nothing on Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater today.
Right.
And today, Teddy and Drew got praised for it. Brandon Marshall, he was years ahead of his time.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe Jeudy was intentionally knocking those balls to the ground.
That's a weird thing to practice, but maybe he was knocking it out of the park. And we were too stupid to realize. That was another part of what Shurmur said here.
He's just improved.
Hold on, I got to go to the end of it though. But
stop the clock. So you might say, "Holy smokes, that was a crappy throw." When no, that's what we were designed to do. So
okay. So now that's the key. If we ever see something that on the surface
looks
terrible,
don't judge a book by its cover.
Maybe that's exactly what they were coached to do.
Right.
We're too stupid to understand it.
You dumb media members.
We're idiots.
You don't have a script.
Right. We don't have a script.
You've never been in an NFL building.
Right. You don't know.
So you might say, "Holy smokes, that was a crappy throw." That's what we were designed to do. So sadly for you guys, you don't have the scripts and you don't know the intention of our drills. But some of that happens.
I think this is an interesting text. Nothing is on the line when you have no pride in what you do. Well, it's tough to take pride in what you do in a day in which you're intentionally trying to throw the ball away. I mean, seriously, today is the day in which the pride is supposed to come out. Today is the day that you say, "Hey, O-line, D-line, hey, Von Miller, we've been going at it for the last week or so, but that's all been pretend. Wait till I put the pads on. You try that on me when I put the pads on." Today's the day where the pride is going to be exposed and you're going to figure out who's got the most pride. It's tough for that to come to the surface when you've got stuff like that going going on in the middle of practice.
Okay. Maybe that's really what it is.
So I take it back, everything that I said about the quarterbacks today, and I do mean that. I really do. Yep. I didn't know when I was watching. You're right, Pat. I didn't know.
You didn't
I never
know.
Would have guessed that you were intentionally practicing that.
You didn't have a script.
I did not have a script.
If you had a script.
I would have felt like I was mad at Pat Shurmur, not the quarterbacks.
That is pretty funny that you lay it out like that.
Like, do you think if you went up to Peyton Manning and you're like, hey, Peyton, today I need you to practice throwing the ball into the stands. Like in the middle of practice, I need you to do that. You think Peyton would be like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
No, I don't. I do not think so.
We should do that today. You know what? Let's do
Absolutely
that four
not.
Times in the middle
Absolutely
of practice.
Not.
I'm sure. I don't know. You tell me. Did you ever practice it with Peyton Manning?
Yes. In walkthrough.
Walkthrough, right.
Yes.
Like, here we go.
The situation is real. I know a lot of people can't even conceptualize the idea of when you would ever want to intentionally throw the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
There are situations. They pop up. They're rare.
Right.
And it involves when you're winning. That's when it pops up. And you would practice it during walkthrough. So, yes, I've practiced it with Peyton Manning. But, no, I've never practiced it in the middle of practice.
Just, like, is everybody on the same page here? We're going to throw it.
Right.
You know, we got to kill 6 seconds. All right. Okay.
O-line, if you got to take a holding penalty, no big deal.
Right.
Not the end of the world.
Let's go through this. Here we go. Hike, throw
right.
it. Got it. Good.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, good.
Moving on.
What's next?
Right. Not today. Right? First day with pads, right in the middle of practice, right after the first water break, sandwiched between egg toss.
This is a good idea.
Maybe
the text line's on fire today, D-Mac.
What'd they say?
That we need a new segment.
What's that?
The Shurmur spin zone. That's what they wanted him to do. We need the Shurmur spin zone.
Just so we know what's what?
Right.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
He did say the sooner the better.
You thought Greg Popovich was demeaning
right.
to the media.
Right.
Huh?
I did ask him. I asked him, would you rather just have Fangio name a quarterback so you can move on?
Yeah, that's fine. It'd be a fun thing to do.
No,
I think
fine.
The other guy's still going to get reps anyway.
That would be a fun thing to do? Is that what he said? Or did he say that'd be a fine thing
to
do?
I want to get it right here. And if he would like, the question on if he would like Fangio to name a quarterback. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mean to take it out of context.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Shurmur on if he would like Fangio to name a quarterback for one practice so that he can use a script the whole day for that one quarterback so we can really focus in on what that quarterback does the best.
Yeah, that's fine. It'd be a fun thing to do. I think the other guy's still going to get reps anyway.
Fun thing to do.
And, it's like, when you put one guy in with the ones, and for whatever reason, Cortland's not in there and Tim's not in there. He's actually in with the twos, so that's why I don't make too much out of it. Right now, we're trying to get the whole group ready to play, and we're trying to maximize the reps of every player so that they're getting what they need to be ready to go, the opener.
So I don't know if Coach Shurmur knows this or not, but he does have the capability as the play caller to direct the personnel groupings. So when he says that sometimes, Cortland might not be in there, Judy might not be in there, Coach, if you want to put the starting quarterback in with the starting wide receivers, you do have the ability to call the starting grouping. You've got that ability.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually do that. That's not like some sort of magic recipe.
Hey, we're having fun with this, obviously, but is this all part of the problem because you have a head coach who just really – isn't that focused on the offense in the first place? Is this a problem because you really don't have an offensive-minded head coach?
Hmm.
That was actually kind of a hold on. That was a big one right there.
Mount Columbus.
That was Darren from Aurora / Centennial.
No, it doesn't matter if it's offensive or defensive-minded coaches. That doesn't matter. I've had great coaches that were defensive coaches. I've had great coaches that were offensive coaches. And I'm talking about as head coaches. You could be a great head coach no matter what your background was. But it is a sign of an overall lack of structure that is going on in the building. It is a sign of when I've got a couple timeouts to use and I leave them in my pocket, I go back on it and you crunch the numbers. I knew what I was doing, right? No, did you? Did you? Who planned that today? Was that the offensive coordinator's call to practice that today, or was that the head coach's call today? Who was in charge of the structure?
All right, Mount Palumbus, powered by 5280 Exteriors. There you go. It is a Hot Take Tuesday, 303-713-1043, the drive on the fan.
It's Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. Here's the drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
The Hot Take Tuesday brought to you by Papa Murphy's, 303-713-1043. What you got? Hey, dumb media guys.
Man. Is that us?
I guess. I'm going to take a day off to watch camp. When do you think the Broncos will practice fumbling? Joe in Colorado Springs. Good question. Well, I don't know.
Ask Melvin.
Wow. Hello.
He's pretty good at that.
There he goes. Zing zang.
He's good for three or four of those a year.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Quinn Miners put a couple on the ground with the quarterbacks.
Bumbles, yep.
Got a few of those.
He's got two.
We've been practicing those a little bit. A
little bit.
We haven't been all in on it.
No.
Like,
no.
The commitment level to the fumbling practice hasn't quite been where I want it to be.
No.
But, they're flirting with a solid commitment to fumbling.
Yeah. We should ask the running backs coach, you know, Curtis Modkins, like, when's it going to be? You know, what's fumble day? You got to practice everything.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
By the way, we have seen several texts with Paxton Lynch's face saying.
Yes. Yeah. Paxton's just feeling like a little bit left out right now.
I mean, if only.
Like I had an opportunity here, fellas. We've all had that moment where we were just a little bit too early in life. We missed our calling. We were ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm. I was practicing, not getting lucky with girls in high school, apparently. I was crushing that.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
I was throwing dating incompletions left and right.
You're still chasing that one girl.
Yeah, that's right. Hot take. Next year, there's a straight-up trade. Rodgers for Watson. Huh? No, I don't think so. You know, it's funny. You know, when I was thinking about the quarterbacks today, Tyler, and what they have to decide. Either way, don't you think there's going to be a full-out frontal assault for Aaron Rodgers next year, no matter what?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a battle of the most losing teams, though. So if you've got the highest draft pick, you've got the best opportunity of landing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean, there are. Oh, we got an interesting voicemail in.
So he was feeling left out.
Okay,
he was.
Let's go to the voicemail.
He listens all the way in camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Coach, it's Paxton Lynch here. I was ootin' a boot earlier today, and I heard that it's cool to throw incomplete passes now, eh? Now, to tell you the truth, I'm pretty excited about being up here and being a roof rider, but I gotta say, I think I missed the boot. I was a bit ahead of my time, eh? Anyways, I know that mark of mine is still up there on the wall, I betcha, so you don't need somebody to throw really bad on purpose, eh? I'm your guy.
Pax has really acclimated quickly to the Canadian culture.
That's a really strong accent for only being up there for a couple weeks.
I mean, you know,
wow.
He's trying to fit in. They only have so many Americans on the team. Maybe he was trying to convince them that he was actually Canadian, right?
Oh, my God.
The mark on the wall in the indoor facility.
So there is a drill, if you don't know this story, with Paxton Lynch. It was fourth and goal with no time on the clock. Like, this is it. You're down by five. We're all inside in the new field house. They're doing the drill that's up on the clock. There's no confusing what it is. There's like 30 media members. It was raining outside. Everybody's in the corner of the end zone. It's like fourth and goal from the five, and Paxton rolls out to the right and consequently throws the ball about 30 feet over all the media's head.
So like your only chance of winning is if you put the ball in play.
Correct.
For
it doesn't matter
the receiver to catch the ball.
It doesn't matter if it's intercepted.
So, like, if you put it in the stands, most coaches would think that that was bad.
Yeah.
However, Paxton. Well,
Paxton being Paxton.
Feeling like, guys, I really got screwed over here. Like you guys were sitting there judging me, but you didn't have the script.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Are you saying the script could have entailed the Broncos losing on purpose and Paxton making sure that happened?
I'm just saying, when he put that mark in the wall,
we didn't have the script.
We
You're
didn't
right.
have. The, we saw the scoreboard. We right. saw what the situation was.
But we did not have the script. So
no.
Maybe we were just too stupid to understand it.
Stupid media.
That is right up there with Mark Sanchez. I mean, how can you ever forget this? No timeouts, practicing getting the field goal team on to win the game from like the 7-yard line, 7 seconds to go, taking a knee.
Oh, man.
What are we doing?
My guy Kirk Cousins did that too out in Washington. He did that.
You just got to spike the ball.
He did the exact same thing.
That's it. It's third down. He took a knee?
He took a knee going into halftime. Had an opportunity to kick a field goal. Pierre Garçon,
no
Deshaun
timeouts.
Jackson are out there screaming at
yeah.
him. Spike the ball! Spike the ball!
Like it just
took a knee.
Takes a knee.
Time
like
runs
that.
Out. No Not field like goal.
That. I mean, that's fine if you got a timeout, but there were no timeouts that they were practicing. Took a knee. And then the funniest part is Aqib Talib and Chris Harris immediately knew what had happened. The drill wasn't even for the offense. You understand? The drill was just to get McManus on the field to practice a last-second right. field goal. So
thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Akeem and Chris just start jumping up and down because they realized they had just won the game on a drill that they weren't even trying.
I wonder if we'll get a voicemail from Tebow or anything. Like the duck pass, you know? Anything? No?
I don't know.
No calls from Tebow yet?
I'm going to guess that's going to happen after the top six now.
Okay.
Actually,
okay.
The phone's ringing right now.
Phone's
maybe.
Ringing?
It is.
It's either Tebow or Raj. I'm not sure.
Oh, and for the record, our boy Kevin Kistner was charting Brandon McManus today, only to find out it was not a field goal kicking day. There were literally no field goals even attempted.
I know. I show up, nothing.
Well, dude,
Hold on. I mean, are you guys really this dumb? Are you this naive? Have you not learned anything?
Have you
not learned anything?
What did we miss?
Brandon was probably intentionally practicing missing those. Did you not have the script?
No, I didn't see him.
Wait, hold on. Did you have the script?
I did not have a script.
Then you should pipe it.
Right.
Okay.
Zip it. Top six is next.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.